This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tech Talk Time, 7 after the hour. Joining me, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and soon Greg Stebbin, the author of White House Confidential. Number of big stories today, but I thought we'd start, Richie, with your explanation of this new ability that you have to get to people on Twitter called Tweepy. T-W-E-E-P-I.
You know, I don't know whether it's Tweepy or Tweepy. I've always said Tweepy.
What do you know about it, Victoria? Is it Tweepy or Tweepy?
I do not know. This is all Rich. I learned about this from Rich.
I-E, so yeah, maybe Tweepy.
Yeah, right. I've used it for several years as a tool to clean up my Twitter account. Pretty much if you find people, it goes through your Twitter users, and you can sort by how many users they have, how many followers they have, or when was the last tweet they sent. And what I've done in the past is I will say sort by when the last tweet they sent was, and a lot of times you will see that somebody hasn't sent a tweet in a year, 2 years, 4 years, 6 months, whatever it is, basically saying that they're an inactive user. And with Twitter, you have a following ratio that you need to stay with. It's 10% of your Twitter followers. So if I have, let's just say, for example, 5,000 followers, I can only follow 5,500 before Twitter says, hey, wait a minute, we think you're a bot and you have to stop. So it's a good thing to do every now and then just to go clean up people who aren't active so that you're following less people and following the right people, and that's what the tool helps you do. And it also helps you find people to follow who are active users and not in China or India and kind of have the same niche that you have. I want people who are interested in conversational entertainment radio. So I try to find people who are having conversations, in the United States,
Who aren't trying to sell you things.
Who aren't trying to sell you. Yeah, you know what? You get a lot of...
I thought you couldn't sell stuff on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, they can't...
You get
a lot
of
fake accounts
who say,
or...
You want 100,000 followers in 1 month?
Yeah.
Follow me.
Right.
There's a lot of, there's a lot of garbage on Twitter to sift through.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going when you go, when you click onto that?
Some website that'll probably give you a pretty nasty virus.
Right.
Great.
Yeah.
And by the way, what's the purpose of that? Why are they motivated to spread viruses around? Like, I don't know.
They're trying to gain information. The more databases that they can build.
But if it ruins your computer, how do they get any information out of it?
It doesn't ruin their ability to grab your information. They don't care whether it ruins your computer.
Right.
All they want is they want to know your name, address, date of birth, social security number. That's all they care about. And if they get that, whatever. I don't care what happened to you.
Yep.
Now I just add you to my list of 1 million other...
And then they sell all of that
and
information
then they sell
to
the
other
database.
People. And, yeah.
They may sell it to Chevrolet. They may sell it to whoever, Russian hackers.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wants to buy a list with information on it, they're selling it.
That's why when you hear about these giant security breaches on LinkedIn or if you've shopped at Home Depot in the last 18 months or whatever, and whenever those databases have been compromised, that's what's happening. They're taking all of that information and selling it to people that you really don't want to have to deal with, and you don't want them to have your information.
That's why everybody should have a trash email address.
Mm-hmm.
I have an email address that I only use when I sign up for something. The other day, I bought...
That's what my Yahoo is for.
Yeah, that's what my Yahoo is for, too.
Yeah. Well, because I don't trust that Yahoo has the infrastructure to actually protect any of my information, so all the junk just goes through Yahoo. And if someone wants to steal my Yahoo or tap into it, there's nothing that they're going to find there.
So you guys have my real email address. People I do business with, family, friends, and coworkers.
Jake.
Yep, that's right. Jake Buehler. And you can send it. I don't care. JakeBuehler@yahoo.com. Go ahead. Send anything you want there. I do not care. That is my garbage email address.
Dump.
Yep.
All right.
That's the dump.
So that, all right. So we understand. That's a good tip, though. Thank you for the tweet.
And Doug,
yes,
you specifically, that's why you go, ugh, why do I get all these things? Why do I get? Because yeah. you use one email address.
Right now, I cleaned out spam from my email address last Friday. Already, I'm just looking at it right now since you brought that up. I have 1,584 things in the spam box since last Friday.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot. That is a lot, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But done. You're not using... You know what another great tool is, though? What is it? I don't have it. Right. Unroll Me.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I use that,
yeah.
too. Yeah,
right.
Unrollme.com or I'll find it.
No,
here.
It's Unrollme. I've heard of that.
And it goes through your inbox, and it says, okay, all of these emails. If you have 500 emails in your inbox, and it goes through and it finds 150 emails that could potentially be spam of some kind of sort, or just automated emails. What do you want to do with these? Do you want to never see one again? Do you want to put it into a once a day email you get so that you only see these 42 emails from 42 different sources in one bundled up email.
Right.
And it's a great, great tool.
Yeah, it is. All right. Good food for thought. Thank you for that helpful information about TweetPea. In a moment, we're going to figure out what in the world is going on with these self-driving cars. I actually was in a self-driving car over the weekend. It was
really?
A Tesla. It was a Tesla, but he wasn't driving it. It drives itself.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about that.
My experience.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. If you're among the millions of Americans who are tired of dealing with data limits, you're going to love the news from T-Mobile today. Here's Andy Solomon with that story.
With the announcement this morning of its 12th industry-rocking Un-carrier move, T-Mobile has taken a sledgehammer to wireless limits again, this time putting an end to those awful data limits we all love to hate. John Ledger from T-Mobile.
No more data plans, data buckets. It's called T-Mobile One, and it's 100% unlimited. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, and unlimited high-speed 4G LTE data for your smartphone, all on America's fastest 4G LTE network.
In a recent survey, 8 out of 10 people said the carriers have all those confusing data limits just to squeeze more money out of their customers.
Data plans are the biggest pain point in all of wireless today. People hate limits on their data, don't you? Unlimited is how the internet was meant to be.
For more information on T-Mobile One and how the Un-carrier's unleashing unlimited, go to T-Mobile.com. For T-Mobile, I'm Andy Solomon, and now you're in the know.
Switching to the CVS Pharmacy at Target can make life a little easier. They'll fill your prescriptions while you shop, then text you when they're ready. Using the CVS Pharmacy app, you can pick up prescriptions fast. Just scan, grab, and go. Plus, you can order refills with just a tap. Moving your prescriptions to the CVS Pharmacy at Target only takes a few minutes, so go ahead, switch to easy. Visit a CVS pharmacist at Target today.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
doctor, it hurts when I check my new medical app. Well, then, don't do that. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Patients come to my office daily, carrying folders of papers, self-diagnosing ailments and diseases. After I assess them, the likely diagnosis is e-hypochondria. Misinformation prevails online, and while new electronic applications hold promise, they can be inaccurate or interpreted inaccurately. There's an app for your blood pressure to see if your kid has an ear infection and to help you diagnose anything from diabetes to exotic infectious diseases. And no, you're not chronically tired because you were bitten by a tsetse fly in New Jersey. The main problem is our inability to divorce emotion from self-diagnosis, especially when frightened and sick. That's why professionals are needed in time of crisis. Healthcare forums and apps are only tools and not a substitute for expert medical advice.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, 17 after the hour. This is Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan. Greg is on assignment today, so we don't have the benefit of his expertise. He would have enjoyed this conversation. A friend of mine has a new Tesla. Matter of fact, he bought two of them. And he took me for a ride on Saturday night in the Tesla that is a four-door standard $80,000 car. And he wanted me to, I said, how do you like this? He said, come on, jump in, let's go for a ride. So we took a ride up and down the street, Route 30. He's in Westboro. He owns a fabulously successful ice cream stand, interestingly enough. And so he has bought this first one for his wife. Then he bought an SUV for himself. And I'm driving down the road, and he says, watch this. He takes his hands off the wheel. Car is set at 45 miles an hour. Gets to the bend in the road. Takes the bend in the road. Somebody stops in front of him. Car stops automatically. He's doing nothing. Not a thing.
Were you stomping on the floor with a pretend brake pedal and reaching for the pretend steering wheel?
Yeah, and you know, he's got, there's one switch that you throw, but it's pretty automatic. Frankly, you can hold the steering wheel and drive it, or you take your hands off the wheel and it knows to drive itself when you take your hands off the wheel. And it goes, and this is a standard $80,000.
So you don't push a button. It's just
nothing.
When you take your hands off
The wheel, it takes control. And it runs the brakes, it runs the accelerator, it watches the road. You can't go on a road that doesn't have any lines on it because it doesn't know what to do, so it just stops. You take a left, and we did that. He says, watch this. So you turn left into a back road, car just stopped. Because there's no lines on the road for it to read. It reads the lines on the road. And that's how it knows when to turn.
How does it know when it's a red light?
I don't know.
Or like a yellow light approaching?
It knows. When a car stopped in front of it, it stops. He didn't have to do a thing.
Well, that I get, because it sees...
It has a sensor.
Objects,
yeah.
Or mass.
Right.
And it knows to stop.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. And we've talked about this before. What does it do when a dog or a child walks out in the middle of the street in front of you?
Right.
Does it swerve and hit a tree and kill you? Does it hit the deer and save you? What does it do in an emergency circumstance? How is it
programmed? I
didn't
ask that question. I can ask that question.
He probably doesn't know. How is it programmed to react? Does it save your life, the driver, or does it save the life of whatever's in front of it?
For insurance purposes, it's better to kill you than it is to kill somebody else on the road.
Well, I mean, did you, after going through this demonstration, would you want that feature in one of your cars?
No, but I will tell you something. I would look seriously at buying a Tesla. I'm going to get another Rover and trade mine in, I think, in one of the trucks I have. But this is a serious car. But I want to drive it. I don't want it driving me. I want to drive it. This is not driving Miss Dougie. 21 after the hour.
Pure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
The hour. This is Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan, going through some of the news that will be helpful for you in the world of technology. I was just talking about being in a Tesla, and when we go back to the house, Mrs. Smith said, look at this, how easy this is. There's a little light in the back of the car. You push the light open, and there's the plug in. It's just a dryer cord plugged in. You can plug it into any outlet that has it as a dryer, a 220 dryer. Going to plug into the car.
Like a hair dryer?
No. Like a
clothes dryer.
It's got the bigger.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not your regular.
You said dryer. I didn't know what that meant.
It'll go 270 miles. I would think it would be difficult to. Like, if you went to New York and you couldn't find a charging station, that would make me uncomfortable, frankly.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I understand that there is a.
You find a Trader Joe's, they always have a charging station.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there are some people who say beware of these free charging stations, Richie. And whether it's for the car or whether it's for the battery of your phone, when you're stuck, especially now, the free charging stations that they have even at the gate. According to a study that's out this week, the new travel scam is called juice jacking. Targets travelers attacking these. Some of them are fake charging stations that have been set up to trick unsuspecting users into plugging their device into the wall. I don't know how they get away with that at the airport. Once the device is plugged into the user's data and photos, all that stuff can be downloaded. Malware can be written into the device. Hackers can download anything that's part of your phone, since the charging port is doubling as a data port. Passwords, emails, photos, messages, even banking and other personal information via apps can be stolen from your phone. So if you use a lot of data. And the reason that I bring it up with regard to the car, well, but now back to the car. This car, this Tesla that I was in, has a complete data There's a big screen,
yeah,
about a foot by 2 feet in the console.
So both
you
Samsung,
can do your email.
Yeah, Android and Apple are both creating
right.
The Apple Car Drive. And
yeah,
Samsung.
Yeah. So you plug that into a public charging station, somebody's going to be able to get into all that data, too. You can get into it any number of ways. Good God, nothing's safe.
Did you hear about that? I think I told you this before, the Dutch city where they created all of these tax incentives to get people to buy electric cars because they wanted to lower their emissions ratings.
Yeah.
And so everybody bought all the electric cars. It was like, great, okay, everybody's got the electric car. What they forgot was that the electricity in the city is built on coal mines and coal power.
Yeah.
And they actually, their emissions went up instead of down. They have less gas-powered cars, but they're making more electricity via coal.
Oh, man.
It totally defeated the purpose of...
Well, that's what people have been saying. You say, okay, this is saving energy, but how much is it costing you in terms of the the electricity, how it's charged, how it's made?
How are they creating the electricity in your city?
Right.
Are you really helping or are you hurting? So you should find that out before you make the great investment.
Yeah. There are people at Uber who want to test self-driving cars in Pittsburgh starting, I think, this month, as a matter of fact, this month or next month.
This they're month, there, yeah.
Is it this
I've
month?
Heard about that. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
They're
trying
pick
it
up
out.
Customers, and they get to ride free in the self-driving cars. It's a Volvo XC90. Driver will be in the front seat with hands on the wheel so they can take over if anything goes wrong. That sounds like the same thing with a Tesla. They want to test the technology with real customers.
You want Ford to says 5 years before there's no steering wheels in their cars.
Not for me.
Not for me either. First of all, I like driving, so that's another thing.
28 past the hour.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and, most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
If you haven't heard much about the MIND diet, that's M-I-N-D, you will. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Alzheimer's and dementia develop years before it becomes evident, so early intervention is key. Antioxidants, coffee, cocoa, exercise, restful sleep. The list of potential preventive measures is long. Current wisdom suggests nutrition plays a major role in forestalling disease. So now comes along the MIND diet. According to a new study, this diet could slash risk by up to 50%, even when adhered to moderately. The diet highlights whole grains, vegetables, nuts, beans, poultry, and fish. It limits saturated fats and processed and fried foods. The MIND diet is actually a blending of other nutritional plans, including the better-known Mediterranean diet. More research is needed, but one thing is for certain. Your brain will love getting some peace of mind. The diet, that is.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this, do this. Find us at...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Texas, and we can check with him later on. Right now, though, time to get back to the order at hand, which is understanding what's going on in the world of technology, the simplest things. Verizon has a new data plan. The reason that I am rolling this out now is because somebody who's a friend of mine over the weekend was talking about how her plan, she had apparently both Comcast and Verizon. And she canceled some of the stuff that was duplicated from Verizon. And as you can imagine, they canceled everything because that's the way Verizon is. They didn't listen to what she said she needed.
Verizon didn't listen to what their customer needed?
Really? Shocking. Isn't that awful? Oh, my God. Can you believe
that? That must have just been a fluke.
Oh, yes. Nobody ever is upset with Verizon. And this is, by the way, these are the prices that went into effect last month. The low-end S plan. Richie, you have Verizon, their data plan, do you not?
At home. I have Fios at home. I do not have them on my cell phone.
So did your plan, the low end, I don't know if you were on the low end. The low end plan went from $5 to $35 a month. 2 gigabytes of data, twice as much as before. The M plan.
Twice as much as before, but the price went from $5 to $35 a month?
Right, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Here's one that went up $5 to $50 a month. The M plan, data rise 3 gigabytes to 4 gigabytes. But I have 100 gigabytes. Is that sound right? 100? What does it mean 100 over 100 when they tell you you got 100 over 100?
100 up and down. So you have one speed going up.
Yeah.
And you have one speed coming down. So the data that comes into your computer and the data that your computer sends out.
So how does that affect what we're doing here? Should I have a higher data rate so that we have better quality? What is the...
Yeah, I mean, always a higher data rate is going to give you better quality, but at some point, is it really necessary? Are you doing a lot of video? Like you, we connect through the internet. That's how your voice gets to me in my studio.
Yeah.
So we need a little bit higher rate, but it's not like you're pushing video, so you don't need that high.
No. All right, let's talk. As school gets back in session, more and more school systems are either requiring that you have some sort of device, an iPad, perhaps a laptop computer, something like that. And if you can't afford one or don't have one of your own, they're happy to get one for you. We had a big to-do at town meeting in my town this year because it was the second year of a plan the school department put into effect to give every student from junior high school on a device. And we paid for it. Everybody has, so everybody will have equality. Everybody will be on the same level.
I don't think it's that.
What is it?
I think it's that textbooks and lesson plans, and if they can just hand a student a iPad or a laptop and all of the textbooks that they'll need and all of the lesson plans that they'll need and all of the websites that they'll need, because in Fairfax County here, every kid got a new laptop.
Every school department with a taxpayer paid for it.
And the taxpayer paid for it. In lieu of textbooks, in lieu of printing out thousands of ditto sheets for homework lessons, when my kids go to check and see what their homework is, they go to a website, blackboard.com, and boom, all their homework is listed there and links to the homework plan. They can just do it right there online, and then they upload their homework to, in Fairfax County, we work with Gmail. They upload their homework to a Dropbox on Gmail, and the teacher gets it. There is no paper. There is no book.
That's good. That saves trees. I'm paperless.
You know,
I like it.
A lot of people like it. I see the upside to it, but then a lot of people don't like it. A lot of people say, listen, you're crying about the budget woes for Fairfax County Public Schools, yet you're giving every kid a laptop that probably costs $300 or something. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. How much does it save compared to buying and giving them the books and the paper and blah, blah, blah?
Well, some the kids turn the laptops back in, right, at the end of the school year?
They do, and they reuse them.
Right.
In our system, if they lose them, they have to pay for them.
And the same here. Break it or lose it, you have to pay for it, and you sign up with that.
Yeah.
But everything that the kid needs as far as websites, textbooks, and homework is all right there. But a lot of parents are worried that a computer is less engaging than an actual textbook in their hand. That if they're flipping the pages, reading, that it's somehow more, engaging than the laptop, which is already like their cell phones or their iPad or whatever it is. They're just staring at a screen more, and they don't like that.
Yeah, well, that's what I think is the danger. Look at all these. I told you this story last week. I don't know, Richie, if you heard me tell you this story or tell the story. I'm in the gym working out, and my trainer gets approached by a young kid who also is one of the people that he works with, 19 years old. And he says, I can't find this device. He's got his smartphone, and he's looking at the smartphone, and it says, here's where it is in the gym. And this guy is looking at the iPhone. The device is in front of him. 10 feet away, and he can't figure out that the device over there, he keeps looking, and it's not in the for whatever the reason, the picture isn't according to scale, so he's confused, and instead of just looking around, he's so damn tied to this device, and he sounds and looks stupid. And how many are there like this? I said to the trainer, who's a 25-year-old kid who uses all of the devices, he said, you'd be amazed. All the college kids that come in here, and they can't find their way or their training routine. They can't remember what they did from time to time. They have to use the device in order to schedule and plan their workout.
Well, think about it. Remember when you used to have to kind of find your way around when driving or use a paper map or just use your sense of direction to kind of figure out where you were going? Mm-hmm. Who does that anymore?
I do.
How's that working out for you?
But I wouldn't even know how to read a map because I wouldn't understand.
Well, I don't use the maps anymore. But I don't. I only have the car is the only thing that has GPS in it.
Specifically, think about your sense of direction. Remember when you used to have to just kind of look around and go, I need to go that way.
Direction. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And I don't know whether I have the same sense of direction that I used to. I depend on the map now.
I'm very good at finding my way around, but it is. You can get lost and. Let's say I'm driving one of the trucks. I don't have any of that stuff in the truck. Now, I do have my smartphone. I took my smartphone. I went out to New York on Saturday to deliver a tractor, and I had my smartphone with me. I actually find the GPS on the smartphone better than the one in the car.
It is, because it's constantly updated.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it takes me... The GPS the other day, I was looking for some place in a nearby town, and it was, maybe 14, 15 miles away, but I couldn't find the street, so I put it in to the GPS I happened to be in the car. And it took me up the road, around a corner, around a bend, and retraced me 3.5 miles. Instead of when I got to the end of 85 and should have turned right on 117, it took me up left across a major highway, back around the major highway.
It doesn't get updated.
No.
The only time it gets updated is when you take it to the dealership and they do an update.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I update the whole thing. All right. So that's how all of these things are working. And if you're wondering about how your child is going to fare in school with these devices, you might heed some of the things that Richie and Victoria brought to your attention. Here's something I want to bring to your attention right now. If you could have all-day energy or support healthy blood pressure levels, which would you choose? Well, if you use Superbeats, you don't have to choose. You'll have all-day energy and healthy blood pressure. You've got good blood pressure, keep it there with the support from Superbeats. We all drink it every single day, so we don't have to choose either. Richie doesn't, Victoria doesn't, I don't have to. It works for my health, it'll work for your health. Superbeats is guaranteed. And, as a matter of fact, if you decide you want to get in on this, GMO, non-GMO, listen to me, non-GMO beets, cooked, dried, powdered. Take a teaspoon, put it in a 4-ounce glass of water, and you'll have all kinds of energy. Many people do it in the late day. Some people start the day with it. You can have the Neo 40 capsule, which has the same amount of Superbeats as a teaspoon. Put it in your mouth, melts in your mouth, not on your hands. It becomes immediately absorbed into your system with all kinds of benefits that you don't need. Coffee anymore, you don't need a monster drink, all that other stuff. It's energy that's clean and safe and healthy.
I was in 7-Eleven yesterday, and the kids wanted a Slurpee.
Yeah.
The guy in front of me was buying two monster drinks and a Starbucks iced coffee with extra caffeine or something like that. Right. And I wanted to just turn to him and just go, here, order this instead.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Order Superbeats, and you won't need all of that stuff.
Call 800-655-4183 to order the Superbeats. 800-655-4183. There, you've been a good ambassador, Richie, for that. First order, you'll get the regular 3-month supply and then a 30-day extra. So you pay for three and get four as their way to get you in. in, understand how wonderfully well the beats in Super Beats work for you and your system. Get the blood. That's what it does. It opens up your arteries and gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, all over your body. It's a very cool product. 800-655-4183. One more time, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com. If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Is your blood pressure too high? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In the news, the NIH, the nation's medical research agency, says this. We're vastly undertreating high blood pressure in men and women from all backgrounds over the age of 50. This advice is based on their new landmark study, nicknamed SPRINT. In this study, they aggressively treated blood pressure to see if lower, way lower, was better. The startling conclusion? Yes, it is. Lowering blood pressure to 120 does prevent strokes, heart attacks, and saves lives. DCOC advice? Talk to your doctor about your blood pressure and see if this applies to you. But know this, it took 3 meds to lower blood pressure to 120 in this study. And of course, more pills means more side effects, so this won't work for some. But remember, no need to panic. High blood pressure takes years to take its toll, so you're not in any immediate danger. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Introducing Truly Spiked and Sparkling Water. It tastes like sparkling water, but with a refreshing twist. 5% alcohol, light fruit taste, simple ingredients, and 100 calories. Truly refreshing.
Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Mass. Please drink responsibly.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea? When you want the taste of real iced tea, but with a kick. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea is brewed like a beer, but tastes like real iced tea. Cool, refreshing, smooth, with a kick. Twisted Tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right, so we're talking about using all of these special devices in schools. Congress finally making the switch from BlackBerries to Android phones.
Wow.
The congressional staff official phone was the BlackBerry until a week or so ago. The reason, according to the memo, BlackBerry told telecom carrier Verizon, production of the BlackBerry OS 10 devices is being discontinued and future fulfillment can't be guaranteed. That's how far off the mark they are. Can you imagine?
And this just in, they're finally getting rid of the Studebaker.
Yeah, but you know, the only thing is you can't hack BlackBerries. That's the only reason they kept them as long as they did.
Really?
They're not a smartphone, yeah.
51 after 50.
Danger.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Monday Tech Talk time with Victoria and I scrutinizing some of the things that you'll probably use and or learn and feel comfortable or more comfortable. There is a way for you to sell books now online that's new. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Plus, Netflix is going to be available in hotels pretty soon. Victoria will have that story in a moment here.
CVS Pharmacy has over 9,000 locations, and now we're inside Target. So whether you're at home, work, or on vacation, CVS Pharmacy is nearby. We can pull up all your details and prescriptions at any of our locations across the country. So wherever you are, we are. And now the pharmacy you trust is in the store you love. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
Plan your dive and dive your plan. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how this simple rule can make the difference between a great dive and a not-so-great dive.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Proper dive planning is essential. Pick a dive site within the experience level of you and your buddy. Decide on the objective of the dive. Set a depth limit and time. Identify entry and exit points, and make sure you have a current emergency action plan. Finally, complete a pre-dive safety check and confirm your dive plan with your buddy. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
All right, let's get to this Netflix story, Victoria. Where and how and will we, like, can we find a brand? Is it something that all the big brands are going to do, put Netflix in the rooms?
Well, yeah, there's a company called NCO, and they create the entertainment systems that are in pretty much standardized in all hotel rooms. And they now have just acquired a license to show Netflix at hotels in all countries where Netflix is available. So Marriott and La Quinta and Hilton last summer started rolling out in certain hotels. They would offer Netflix service to try to test it out.
But now, any place that I've been, but that's, you know, maybe I'm not looking for it.
That's true. You might not. Maybe people don't even know it's available. But now this is going to be kind of a standard thing as we move forward into 2017. So the good news for hotels, they want people watching Netflix on their TV systems as opposed to using it on their devices, because all you're doing is just sucking up the Wi-Fi in the hotel. So this is actually, so if you're traveling and you really need to get work done and everyone around you is using Netflix on a tablet or laptop, this is actually going to be better for you to use the hotel Wi-Fi.
Wow, I never thought about it that way. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, what's this way that people have of selling things? I mean, we've had eBay. Is this a way of selling things a counter to eBay?
Yes, there's some great new apps. People have things around their house where if you want to get rid of things and you don't really know what to do with them, a lot of stuff gets thrown out, or people try to list things on eBay. And eBay's been fine. I mean, people love eBay. But if you're in the position where you don't really want to deal with shipping, and if you don't want to deal, you know, and then you also don't want to use Craigslist, because then you have people coming to your home, and that can also be a security issue sometimes. So there are three great new apps. If you want to sell old books, whether it's textbooks or hardcover books or whatever you have that's laying around, there's an app called Book Scouter, and it searches 30 websites that buy books back, and so it actually helps you find where you can make the most money off of your books.
I just bought a couple of books last week on Amazon, and they were used books. I think one of them was. I got one for me, and then I sent one along. But I think I made sure that one was new, the one, not the one I got. I got a used one. It cost me $9 or something.
Right.
How do they get into the system? How do they get them back from people?
Well, Amazon has retailers that they'll, like Book Scouter, once you sell your book through Book Scouter, then Amazon will go and they'll buy up books from used book
dealers.
But you
can sell cars on this thing too, huh?
Well, no, this is a different app. So these are three different apps. So if you want to get rid of your car, buying and selling a car, especially used car, it's that can be a very tedious process. So there's an app called Beepi. It's B-E-E-P-I. And it makes the whole process much more streamlined from selling your car from home.
Beepi. Beepi. So Beepi and Book Scouter.
Yeah.
Two things to keep in mind when you're selling those things. 59 past the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.